Chapter 3. The First Crusade, 1096 to 1099. Peter the Hermit's Expedition. Credit for the original idea of the Crusade, in the form in which it was finally undertaken, belongs without doubt to Urban II. After Urban, the person chiefly responsible was probably Raymond of Saint-Gilles. The Pope made a special point of consulting him before launching his appeal at the Council of Clermont, and the Count took such a prompt and active part in the propaganda and preparations for the Holy War that it seems very likely that he too may have had the idea in his mind for some time. Popular opinion, however, very quickly took over and produced its own version of the facts, relegating the Pope, and more justifiably the Count of Toulouse, to the background. According to this version of the story, which was sufficiently widespread to be quoted by contemporary chroniclers, the real instigator of the Crusade was Peter the Hermit, to whom Jesus Christ appeared in a dream, giving him a letter addressed to the Pope. Peter went to Rome to see the Pope, tell him about the vision, and show him the miraculous letter, which was quite real. Using Peter as his intermediary, Christ commanded Urban II to preach a holy war for the deliverance of Jerusalem. Now, it is an established fact that Peter did not go to Rome in the years preceding the council, and that he had never met the Pope. As for the letter, he did in fact speak of it, and even showed it to his hearers, actually claiming that it had been given into his hands by Jesus Christ, all of which suggests that the legend must have been of his own creation. Whatever the truth of this, Peter the Hermit's fame rapidly eclipsed that of all others who were involved in promoting the Crusade, a fact which is the more surprising because the man addressed himself largely to the poor, and had no direct contact either with the Church or with the Crusader barons. He has been judged in a great variety of ways, particularly by historians in the 19th and 20th centuries. He has been called a demagogue, a visionary, and even a saint. The fact is that, apart from one temporary lapse at the siege of Antioch, he consistently inspired the greatest respect in all those who met him, and no one ever questioned his saintliness. He was, in all eyes, a man of God. Peter was regarded as one of the spiritual leaders of the Crusade, and the barons sent him as ambassador.